Isaiah chapter 23. This is a message against Tyre. Now again, the whole idea of all these prophecies against the nations is that these nations appear to be so strong, and it appeared they would never ever be destroyed. Now Tyre was built on a little island off the coast of what's now Lebanon. And they were great traders, and they had lots of ships that went everywhere. And whenever they got attacked, they ran into their island fortress, and their island had a great big wall all around it, and it seemed that nobody could ever, ever take Tyre. Nobody had enough boats to surround the island. And anyway, it was surrounded by a wall, and they could have all their boats bringing them food. And so it just seemed nobody could ever budge Tyre. But that's what this world seems like, that you're never going to change the great powers that dominate the earth, that the great big strong leading cities of the world are going to stand there forever and are going to be the leaders of the world forever. But that's not how it is, because one day all that is going to come down, and it can come down just in a moment. So this is the message about Tyre that seems so strong. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is destroyed and is without a house or harbour. From the land of Cyprus it was revealed to them, be silent, you inhabitants of the coast, you merchants of Sidon, whose messengers crossed over the sea and were on mighty waters. Her revenue was the grain of Sihor, the harvest of the Nile, and she became the marketplace of nations. So then Tyre traded with her ships with all these different places around the Mediterranean, and her boats, her navy, was called the ships of Tarshish, but because Tarshish was like Tyre. But these ships were all going to be destroyed. And instead of being the marketplace of the world, it was all going to be destroyed. Be ashamed, Sidon, because the sea has spoken, the fortress of the sea. When the news reaches Egypt, they'll be in anguish at the news about Tyre. You who are crossing over to Tarshish, wail, you inhabitants of the coast. Is this your wonderful city, founded long ago, whose feet carried her to settle in far-off lands? Who has planned this against Tyre? Tyre used to make princes and give crowns to people. Their traders were the most famous in all the earth. But Yahweh of hosts has planned this, to destroy all her pride. You see, the big reason for Tyre being destroyed, you could have said, because of her idols, because she loved materialism too much. But the number one reason with all these nations is pride. And you see how God hates pride and how he loves the humble. So, daughter of Tarshish, you're not going to have a harbour, and you're not going to be a harbour anymore. Because Yahweh has issued orders to destroy your strongholds. He has said, you will rejoice no longer, you daughter of Sidon. You will be crushed. You will flee over the sea to Cyprus, but even there you will find no rest. Just think of the land of the Chaldeans. That was a people who no longer exist. Assyria came and turned her into a desert. They raised up her siege towers, they stripped her fortresses bare and turned her into a ruin. But God's saying, look what I did to the Chaldeans. That is what I can do to anybody. And that's what's going to happen also to Tyre. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, because your stronghold, that's this island fortress they had, is destroyed. It will happen at that time that Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, which is how long a king reigns. Then at the end of those 70 years, it will turn out for Tyre, as in the Song of the Bad Woman. Take a harp, walk around the city, you forgotten woman. Make sweet melody, sing many songs, maybe you'll be remembered. At the end of 70 years, Yahweh will visit Tyre, and then she will again return to her sins, but her profits and her earnings will be dedicated to Yahweh. They won't be stored up or kept by her, but her profits will go to those who serve Yahweh. That last bit is all a bit weird, about the 70 years and about Tyre being punished and then sort of repenting, and then all her wealth being given to the Lord. That doesn't seem to have ever happened. And you wonder why. It doesn't mean that God's word failed, that prophecy failed, that somehow what God said didn't come true, he got it wrong on that one, not at all. Because when we read God's word, we're reading possibilities that could have happened at the time, and they didn't. But in the end, in the final end, the spirit of all he says will come true. Because Tyre, as all the earth, all the whole wide world, will at some point in the future will repent, and all her wealth will go to God. But I think it was possible then that Tyre could have repented, just as it was possible for these other nations we've been reading about, Moab and even Babylon and Assyria. They could have repented, and so Judah could have repented, and all the judgments upon her need not have come. And so it is with all the people around us. The wages of sin is death, and death means death. But it doesn't have to be like that if people repent and are baptized and they have the hope of resurrection.